Somebody talking to you. A radio play by Jeff Green.
As it is, for so it is, as now you see that yes. Here you want in time, you'll now of wanting time to see that you hear the voice. The hearing body of some talking, would you happened by this body, somebody it hears, and have of wonder listen to you, to makes the presence of some of tall, the lesson of all is voice. Hear now somebody talking, you tune you, now it is, as so it is.
Hey, what is this? Some kind of psycho-techno-rap music? Some German band called R.D. Lang and the Party Gang?
Hey, come on, man, give it back. Oh,
just looking at the label. Somebody talking to you?
Yeah, somebody talking to you, okay? So get your own copy.
Hey, I'm in the business, Louie. I've never heard of this. What is it, some kind of bootleg? The label's blank except for those four words. Somebody...
Hey, give me that.
What's the deal, Louie? You looked happy as Harper when I saw you, man, bopping down the street with a big grin on, headphones screwed in. I mean, I just had to hear what was so almighty heavenly on that walk.
But you grabbed it off my head.
Okay! Okay, it was rude, I'm sorry. I thought you had some grand funk on those phones. Okay, now your phones are back on, you're Mr. Happy again. See you, Louie. Nice talking to you, old buddy. You're screwy, Louie! Somebody talking to you. Some people will listen to anything.
You're calling into another dimension. A dimension not only of telephone sound, but of mind. A phone call to a wondrous answering machine whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the deep tone up ahead. Your next stop.
Nee, 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 nee. You're a creepy guy, Mercury. Listen, this is Neba. Did you finish the sketches for the pavilion thing yet? We gotta order hardware by Wednesday. Hey, I love the TV spot. What was that for? Metal teeth or something? You're a creepy guy.
It's mental health, Bob. Something you sadly lack.
Hello?
Oh, Mandy.
You know, everybody says they hate these machines, but not me. No way. It is the only time I can get a word in edgewise without you talking back and saying sort of things just to make me blush.
Right, Mom.
Oh, I can just picture you sitting there listening to my voice and not being able to say a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can just talk to you and talk to you and talk.
Somebody.
Oh, now I've gone and forgot where I called. How do you do it? You get me flustered even when you're not there. Oh.
Oh, who's that? Hey. Oh, it's Hannibal. He probably wants his software back.
Hello? Mr. Mercury? That message was completely Pillsbury.
Pillsbury?
Whip and chill.
Whip and chill.
This is Emma Louise from the psychomedia class you taught at Lord Green last week.
Oh,
and
no.
All the girls in the class and I got together, and we've decided we want you to be the father of our children.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is a completely legitimate offer. Pam is an introductory reproductive law, and she drew up the contract. We've all got letters from our parents. They thought they were signing sales from consent forms. And, well, we'll all be down at the Burley Burger after school today if you want to have a look at us.
Jesus, what is the world coming to?
Hal, it's your mother again. Now, I remembered. Some kind of package arrived here for you. Maybe a book? Kind of small, no return address, just four letters. Okay, let me see. STTY? Well, anyway, in case it's important, you better come over for some food. I saw that TV ad of yours for the Institute, and you look like a patient, not a celebrity spokesman. Kill the ghost. Skinny. You don't look right. So what do you think? Do I
get good tape or what? You think you can get me a radio? Call me.
Yes, Mother. S-E-T-Y. Somebody...
Willing what it can be from of the simple wisdom of the world. The being is how the time makes its moment where. Time is mind, bound to find you. Listen at the voice. There is the sound. Body of the
wait.
Body, the body, somebody talking.
Whoa, 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 what the hell was that? Come on, go back here.
As it follows, so it follows that here in the heart of the sound are the key to what the voice make know you no more wonder as a listen here of some known moment the doing to the sun, some of somebody talking.
Come on, come on. What was that again? Can't be different every time I listen to it.
You.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Get with it. Outer Limits is where it's at. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical.
That's it. Fine.
All right, listen. I got a situation down here. I'm calling up from the Institute now. I'll be here all day. You really got to check this out. I may need your help. Ever heard of a cassette on the market called, it's called Sun... Oh, listen. Gotta go. Come down. Soon.
Okay. Somebody. What is going on here? Yes, Hannibal.
Hi, Hal. This is Selena. If I know you, you'll be listening to this tape just as I'm walking up the stairs, taking those 10 steps down the hall, ringing that noisy doorbell of yours. So, how'd I do?
Well... Amazing. Selena, you are a witch, aren't you?
It worked, right?
Hmm.
Oh, hello. I'm just too damn predictable. I hope you don't mind me letting myself in, huh?
You must have more keys than a Steinway showroom.
Oh, just the ones that count, dear.
Hey, what brings you slumming today, beautiful?
Well, I got some gigs for you with that new UFO network downtown. Now, they heard about your South American sightings, so they want you to, to troubleshoot a new campaign they're starting.
Yeah, don't tell me. They want to build a landing site on the roof of the Pacific Tower.
They already called you. Oh, look, anyway, I'm going to grab a quick shower. Care to join me?
Thanks, I'm clean.
you have the Revel show today. Don't be late.
Mm.
God, look at this kitchen. Must be nuclear waste in here. I'm calling Greenpeace on you.
It's a conceptual art piece, okay? I got a grant.
Telephone is ringing.
I got it.
Noisy, noisy house.
Hal Mercury.
Is that really you? It's
your mother, sir. Yeah, hi, Mom. Hey, you give good tape.
Huh? Oh, now that is why I'm calling. That package I called about. Well, you know me. I just couldn't help myself. I get so curious. So I opened it up.
Yeah?
Well, it's just a cassette, no letter, nothing. Now, were you expecting this? All it says is...
Yeah, I know. Somebody talking to you.
Oh, so it is on the level. Thank God. For a moment, I was afraid it was some kind of prank or a bomb, maybe.
A bomb? Hey, you may not be far off there, Mom. Now, listen, just put it away for me, will you? And forget about
it. Is
that
a demo from a new band? Can I listen to it?
No. Please, Ma... put it in a drawer and go back to your writing. Hey, how's the book coming anyway?
Daryl has just abducted the Buddha pretender and has threatened to inject him with stramonium if the consortium doesn't produce a formula for X-100. And meanwhile, Lila and the twins are stalling the Bugatti and are...
Mom, I didn't want a plot line. I was just making banal conversation.
I wish you would take the time to read one of my books.
Next time I'm in for brain surgery, I promise. Look, I gotta go. Just put the tape away.
Hey, are you talking to John?
No, my mother.
Who's that?
My agent. She's taking a shower.
That's Selena Sinful.
Yeah, silence, Mom. Selena, silence.
She should stay out of those dirty magazines.
When you stop writing those dirty books.
The next one's about her.
Yeah, don't work too hard, Mom.
I think I prefer your machine.
Just listening.
To what?
To nobody talking to me.
Come again?
Ever notice how some people have to have somebody talking to them all the time, even if they don't know what they're saying?
Yeah, well, some people prefer that to talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's like never being alone. They come home and the first thing they do is switch on the tube.
Irony, where we feel the need for a sweeping reform, but lack the imaginative governmental
stimulation that creates... Somebody talking to them as if they really liked them, respected them, wanted them to believe what they were saying.
Well, you think there's something wrong with that? I mean, everybody wants to think they're worth talking to.
Yeah, I know, but what you don't understand is that...
Hello, I'm Hal Mercury with a few words on behalf of the Hottown Institute for Psychotherapy.
Hey, it's your spot.
You know me from... Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it broadcast. Ooh, mother was right. God, I look degenerate.
Hey, degeneration is hip.
You know many distinguished political and social leaders who have found their peace of mind behind its carved oak doors. You may even have friends or relatives who have sought help in this beautiful old building and came away renewed and ready to resume their lives in the world. As Mayor Dan Sacchi said,
in these spiritually troubled times, we have come to look to the Institute as the guardian of sanity in our fair city.
The HIP relies in a large part on public donations to cover its operating costs. So when that boy or girl comes to your door and says,
Hi, I'm from here. Can you give a bit?
Think about what a precious gift is your mental health, how easily it might be lost, and give generously.
This has been a public service message from HH Hotel, Cable 33.
So, how do I look?
Huh? Oh, great. Hey, what's this?
What to do? Hey, here. This is for you.
For me?
And you, too.
Wait, that's the tape. No, it's that tape I was telling you about.
Huh? Ah, yes. Peace of mind. Just take the time to listen to somebody talking to you. Coming to you soon.
You're watching HOT-TV.
What? Is that what you were talking about?
What is going on, Selena? Ever heard of these tapes?
No, I can't recall. Well, that was interesting. What? Is it like a talking book? Some kind of a self-help power of positive thinking thing?
I just ran into Louis Louis on the street outside. He was listening to one of these tapes. Somebody sent one to my mother's address. I've been getting calls. Can you see what you can find out about it for me? Call a TV station, trace the ad. It may all be some, I don't know, wild gimmick for a new product or a politician or... I don't know. Hey, I'm going to go down to the Institute.
Oh, don't forget the Revel show. He wants you there for what?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Are you coming to the club tonight? Well, Terry's got some new numbers. We're going to work up live.
Sure, Selena. What was that?
Did you hear something?
Somebody talking.
Ooh, you out of bed, Hal. Listen, take a pill, why don't you?
Yeah, see you, Selena. All these people, all of them plugged in, headphones on, marching dreamily along. Look at their faces. What are they listening to? What
the hell?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just have to...
Hey, are you flipping?
Here, I'm sorry.
Grabs the phones right off my head. There are a lot of wackos in this world. Hey, you got a quarter?
Please, excuse me, this is very important. The White Album. Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, well, you got a strange approach.
Have a nice day, man.
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me, I'm from the Department of Entertainment. We're doing a Walkman survey.
Hey, what are you doing? Don't!
Every moment, always, and unfolding ear of knowing.
No, where did you get this?
Hey, will you leave me alone? Get away!
You there, stop!
Hey, are you crazy?
Just checking your reception, buddy.
Time in time, awake idea. The moment all of amber passion. As it passes light, the filling freedom. Hear it to somebody hear it?
Christ, what are you listening to?
It's great, isn't it? Somebody talking to you. Everyone's got it on. Hey, you're Hal Mercury, ain't
Where did you get it?
I don't remember, but can I have it back now?
Yeah. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, man.
Well, there's the Institute.
Mousy, line one.
Hi, B. Hey, Doc around?
He's in observation, Hal. He said you should go straight there.
What's that you're listening to on the phones, B?
James Brown. Is there anybody else?
I think I love you, baby. You make me feel good.
Hey, Doc, what's hip happening?
Mercury, what message from the gods, old winged one?
Beware of the voice of somebody talking.
What do you know about this?
You first.
All right. Look in there. Jimmy, take a break.
Yes, sir, Dr. Bridger.
Hey, who you got in that room? Is that a musician or an execupunk?
Guy named Taft from the West End. He did artwork for the Revenue Repertory Theater up until about a month ago. His girlfriend brought him in yesterday. She said he'd gone berserk on her.
Yeah? What was wrong?
His batteries were dead.
Somebody talking to you.
Yeah, same tape over and over.
Is that what he's listening to now?
Looks happy, doesn't he? I'm feeding the headphones from this tape deck here.
Can he see us?
No. He's probably staring at his own reflection in a one-way glass. Actually, I don't think he can see a thing. Look at these EEG readings. It corresponds to purest alpha wave deep trance. But watch what happens when I turn off the tape.
Does he get violent?
No. It's more like classic withdrawal, somewhat accelerated, heading towards suicide or catatonia. He raves.
How long has he been exposed?
To the tape? Can't say. The girlfriend noticed it about 2 months ago.
You know where he got it?
No idea. I was hoping you can give me some idea.
So what about the tape itself? What kind of analysis have you done?
Well, that's a problem. It won't dub.
What?
I'm telling you, I took a feed off this machine to do a dub so I could keep Taft in dreamland while I checked out the original tape. And it won't dub. Some kind of flux distortion that cancels the signal when you try to record it, I don't know for sure. I can't even do standard metering to see what kind of dynamics we're dealing with, what kind of frequency distribution, see if there's a subliminal. I need a copy to play with. I can't take Taff off this tape. He doesn't respond to any kind of sedation I've pumped into him. From what I can gather, he's been awake at least 3 days without eating. I've had vitamins and some IV administered, but funny, he doesn't seem to need it. Seems perfectly healthy, just zoned on phones.
But the tape, have you listened to it?
Yeah, of course. When he first came in, I mean, the girl told me the story and it sounded unbelievable. But as soon as I plugged him in, he normalized. So I had to listen for a bit.
Yeah, so what was it? What did you hear?
Hear? I can't remember clearly. It's just spoken word, isn't it? Sounds like maybe Stanislav Lem or somebody, read by John Hurt. I don't know. It didn't seem unusual. Fairly technical. Kind of interesting, actually. So I figured the guy was just fixated on having a voice in his head, you know, sort of a high-tech variant on classical religious delusion. So I tried substituting some other spoken word tapes, but he won't buy just anybody talking to him. It's gotta be this tape.
But you haven't been listening.
I haven't had the time. He just came in late yesterday, and the board's been in session all morning, so I'm in charge of the whole damn building. Jimmy's been monitoring and running tests for me today. Hey, you were lucky to find me in here. I just came in to check. Hey, actually, you know, now that I've got a minute, I'm curious to hear some more. Let's see.
The dark crystal morning grasps, heroic fill of latent memories, come to low and hard as drawn the ear that fills, is ready soon, across the ancient landfill.
Prism, hearing the voice as...
Hey, what'd you turn that off for? That is really interesting. Could be Lem. Actually, reminds me of some of Collier's stuff, too.
That made sense to you?
Yeah, why not? It wasn't too abstruse. What, it was about some guys coming to grips with a deep-seated fantasy obsession, right? Kind of interesting, actually. Let me hear some more. Maybe I can play
some. No, that's not what I heard.
Well, we only heard a fragment. Maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah, I heard nonsense. Complete gibberish. No logic, random.
What? Are you saying we heard something completely different from the same tape?
Call in Jimmy. Ask him what he was listening to.
I don't have to. I've had him transcribing selections of what he's monitored for the files. Here are his worksheets, right? These are blank. Jimmy, will you get your lazy butt in here? Hey, Jimmy!
Yes, Dr. Vision?
Didn't I tell you to transcribe some of the tape content for the files? What have you been doing all morning?
Just listening. Can I get back to it now? I promise I'll get down everything I can next time through.
What have you been listening to, Jimmy?
The tape.
Yeah, but what is on the tape?
Oh, well, it's kind of hard to describe. It's just somebody talking to you.
What about?
Oh, just interesting things like about holography and what UFOs are. What whales are saying. Really neat. But I've only heard it 3 times. There must be lots more stuff.
You're saying it was different every time you heard it?
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
And what is the voice like?
Oh, she's really sexy.
Wait a minute. What? She? You listen to this, and you tell me what she's saying.
Infinite passion, waste of buried heart. Stop to breath. Make no oral incision. Come, brain. Luck. The willing too to hear. It is on you.
Well, that was a woman's voice?
Well, sure.
Jesus!
Saying what?
Oh, it's something about how science lacks the tools to truly explore the nature of mind. Actually, it's something I've been thinking about lately. I can't give it to you word for word.
I heard a man saying that entropic causality is the only limitation on phenomenological exploration of an auditory-human interface. How about you, Hal?
I couldn't repeat it.
Oh, God. I wonder what that guy in there heard.
Doc, what guy in there?
He's gone!
Jimmy, check the hall.
But the door's closed, Doctor. You can't get out of there from the inside.
Well, then somebody let him out. Go check. Shit. What's happening, Hal? Some kind of hallucinogenic suggestion built into the tape is a subcarried signal? And if it's as addictive as it seems to have been with that Taft... Wait a minute, Taft wouldn't run away. The headphones are just sitting there on the chair, the tape's in the machine. He wouldn't function without that tape. He was completely dependent. I would swear to it. He wouldn't have run away.
Doc, he's not out there. B didn't see him go out. If he'd have taken the fire exit, the alarm would have sounded. The door is locked, Doc, and you have the only key.
Oh, I know. Have Perkins search the wards.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're going to find him.
Why do I know that's true? This is insane.
Sid, I have a hunch. Let's hear the tape.
The tape? What's good at... Okay.
Hello, Dr. Vision, Mr. Mercury. My name is Ed Taft, and I used to be a commercial artist. Oh, but you know that. Now I'd like to talk to you. I'll always be here, you know, ready to talk to you. Whenever you want to listen, don't be afraid to listen to me. There are so many things I want to tell you.
Okay, Mercury, what the hell is happening here?
What's the matter, Sid? You don't like somebody talking to you? Everybody likes somebody talking to them, don't they?
Nada. It's the choice of an entire generation. An entire species. You wanted it, now you've got it. You'll never be without it again. You know who you are. We know who you are. You want to be what you know you want us to want you to be. Whoever you are. So open one up and step out in style. Single file. To the beat of the different drummer. Because everyone else is. Nada. The latest in designer lifestyles from Prince Exploits.
You're listening to Revelations in the Afternoon with your host, John Revel, and I'm taking calls on drugs. Is it an epidemic? What can we do about it? Where can we go for help? And hey, where can we buy them? Just joking. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, John?
You're on the air, sir. Don't let it go to your head.
Well, you're talking about drugs, right?
That's right, and what are you on, sir?
What? Hey, listen, I don't need no drugs to get me through the day. You got that? Couple of beer with the boys, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, okay, buddy, what's your point?
Yeah, well, you know how they used to put cocaine in the Coke? Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah, those were the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But I wonder if there's anybody checking on those soft drinks now. I mean, maybe it's not cocaine. Maybe it's some kind of synthetic chemical nobody else has discovered yet or something.
You're getting off on the fizzy stuff, aren't you?
Me? No, I never touch this stuff. But my brother, well, he used to be a case of beer a week kind of guy. Now he never goes out drinking with us or nothing. When I went to see him the other day, he's got this garage full of empty bottles of that, what's that stuff called? Nada?
Careful, that's a sponsor of ours.
And he's always got a bottle in his hands. And he sits up all night drinking it. I think he's in debt from drinking it. I don't know, but it doesn't sound too healthy to me.
Well, I guess we all have our little addictions, don't we? I bet you watch too much professional wrestling.
No, I don't see what that has to do with...
Listen, I think what your brother needs is a good woman to keep him from drinking all night.
No, you don't get it.
But I keep trying. Thanks for your call. Hello, you're on the air.
John, you're talking about drugs? Did you say you know where I can get them?
Man, it takes all kinds. This is Revelations, you're on the air.
John, what you said about everyone having their own addictions? Well, this is going to sound crazy. My friend is hooked on her Walkman.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to put on a serious program here. And I know that's unusual. Most of the time we talk about the latest dance craze and how to keep those leather pants in shape, but...
No, I'm serious. It's really weird. She's always got the headphones on turned up high. It's always on the same tape.
Okay, thanks for calling, but we have a show to do here. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. I'll devote an entire show next week to the uses and abuses of personal portable stereo players, okay? You know, we'll get some community spokesmen in here, and someone from the Council for Better Hearing, and a rep from Sony Canada. We'll thrash this whole thing out, okay? But right now, we're out of time. You're listening to Revelations with John Revel. And when we return, I've got a special guest to talk to. That radio rogue, that creative catalyst, the inimitable Hal Mercury. So don't go away.
There's a future for you. You can be the kind of person with the guts to be more than you want to be. And I mean... seat to the world and be back in time for lunch. You know you can do it, and we can do it to you.
Join now!
Rock! At Nero's Fiddle! Where the beat only starts when your heart does, baby! Because when it gets right down to it, you can't think of anything better to do tonight, can you? My town is burning down at Nero's Fiddle. Downtown. Ask anybody.
Wow! And tonight at the Fiddle, you can dance, drink, and do whatever the hell you do at places like that to the rhythmic cacophony of the local favorites, the Lexicon, with special guest, the dynamic Selena Silence. Ooh, I love that girl.
Hey, Jay, what are you doing?
Oh, not much, Jane.
Why not get out and make something of yourself?
Oh, give me a break.
No, it's not that hard.
What do you have in mind?
Why not go back to school and study hard for 10 years and get a high-paying job, and then we can get married?
Hey, why not? I think I'll do it.
Education. It's hip. It's happening. A message from the Governmental Special Committee on Youth Crisis Management and this station.
Hey, yo, get a job, slob. We're back, and I have with me a man with more jobs than he knows what to do with. The man behind those infamous fashion lynchings at Harpies, dancing darling of the Laser Phase Gorilla Performance League. He's a regular columnist for the Hot Town Harbinger, creative consultant for the Mega View Entertainment Corporation, a college lecturer with degrees in psychology, media manipulation, and musicology. What else?
I do tax returns.
Ooh, you heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen, the mystic media man himself, Hal Mercury.
How you doing, John?
Oh, after that phone-in fiasco, I'm a little less than happening, Hal.
Some days the sun don't dance.
Oh, you know it, my man. So what's the latest goods from the gods, Mr. Mercury?
I hate to hammer home the humiliation, John, but I want to talk to you about those last calls you just got.
Oh, not you two. Is this a conspiracy? I've got ratings coming up, you know.
It could be. In fact, it could already be too late.
Oh, you're working up a film script idea, right?
Wish it was that simple. This little problem I've stumbled onto could make your drug epidemic look like a case of the sniffles.
Ooh, can you put a name on this nastiness?
That's the easy part. It's called Somebody Talking to You.
Say what?
Okay, can you hear me? All right, we got the problem sorted out, and we'll have the band on in just 1 minute. In the meantime, let's hear it for Hot Town's very own uncomical comic, the man without a punchline, Mr. Stand Down.
Thank you very much. Sit on it. I was on my way down to the club tonight, and I caught a bus. You know, my girlfriend is really fat. She's so fat, there's a 70% chance she'll have a fatal coronary before she's 40. You know what you get when you cross a Hare Krishna with a Winnebago?
Hey, hell, you made it.
You know I wouldn't miss it.
Listen, I caught your bit on Revelations this aft, and I got sort of scared. I mean, do you really believe all that stuff? I mean, about it being addictive and all?
That's not the half of it. What did you find out?
Well, the TV spot came from Vibrad Agency. They negotiated the whole thing by mail from something called the Somebody Corporation in Montreal, which turned out to be a postal reroute from somewhere in Europe, and that's as far as I got today. Listen, you know, when I called into Madge for messages, she says one of those tapes came in addressed to me. And I called home, and my dad says Jill has been glued to her phones for a week now, and I just know she's got one of them. I mean, my little sister, what the hell can we do?
I think you'd better get on stage.
Damn, that guy never lasts more than a minute.
Okay, come on, wake
up. See you after the show, because
give him hell, beautiful.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Lexicon.
Don't listen to it. Do not listen to it.
I
want you to listen very carefully, Hal, and empty your mind. It is time to find the center. You remember how?
Yes, Master Strange.
I am starting the tape now. You have come to me with a problem.
Yes.
You fear something.
Somebody.
Somebody talking.
Yes.
To you.
Yes.
But I'm talking to you now.
It's not really somebody, it's something.
You fear not for yourself, but for mankind.
For mankind.
You would save mankind.
There must be a way.
Can you be sure mankind wants to be saved?
They must. They do not understand.
But you do.
No. You must tell me. Who is the voice? Who is somebody?
Perhaps it is the voice of mankind itself. The machine of man has made the means for man to escape the machine.
No. The machine is absorbing man, swallowing.
Life absorbs life. The spirit can be free.
No. Enslaved. Enslaved by the voice.
I have heard the voice. It is all voices. It is the time of the voice.
Not for me.
No.
I suppose you wouldn't listen to me if I told you that that tape is a powerful mind drug whose addiction will cause you to eventually disappear completely from the face of the earth, would you?
Why are you always trying to upset me, Harold? Don't you want your old mother to be happy?
I have a question, Mom.
Why don't you get a copy for yourself? The person will change your mind.
I wish I could.
Reach the Institute. What can we do for you?
Hi, B. It's Hal. Is the doc on deck?
Sure thing, handsome. Hang loose.
Rotate the pod, please, Hal.
Sid, you got that tape on your hold button. What's going on?
Oh, turn down the mania, Mercury.
You mean you've been listening?
Actually, I'm pumping it right through the PA. Morale is way up. I think you're way off the mark on this one, Hal. You gotta recognize a good thing when it comes along.
I suppose.
Hello?
Selina? Hello.
Father, good of you to call.
You've been listening to the tape that came into your office.
Oh, I had to check it out, didn't I? You know, I don't have any idea what all this stuff is about. This is really good.
It's just what you wanted to hear.
That's right. Fascinating. It is thoroughly enchanting.
So it seems.
Now I've got you in mind. You haven't by any chance run into my sister Jill in your wanderings, did you? Well, she seems to have just vanished. But I'm sure it's nothing.
Check her walkie.
What's that?
Never mind. Forget it.
It's unforgettable!
As we go, Wacky Walkers is offering the unbelievable for one for all sale!
Don't be the only one in the world without a sound
to carry around! Get one for a couple of flats!
Hey! We're losing
money on this!
Hell! We're losing a lot of
money on this!
Three for
one! It's more than wacky, it's huge! We're wacking this out on it, sir!
This week only, Wacky Walkers at the end of the road in
Freeman's!
Revelations time, fellow revelers. John Revel with you here, and are you ready for the radio revolution? Here's the sound that's all around, the tape that's taken hot town by Stereo Storm. If you haven't got yours yet, which you mustn't, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me, right? Well, till then, hear this.
Somebody talking to you.
It took a little over 3 months for the society I knew to disappear. It started gradually, and then suddenly it was over. I spent weeks searching the city, still don't know how it could have taken everybody. There can't be enough tape machines, radios. What about the deaf, the infants? I don't know. There's nobody here. There's no more radio, television. For all I know, the entire world has somehow heard and followed the voice. All but one. I've outfitted a small plane. I'm going to go looking, hit the cities, small towns, see if there's anybody else out there. I gathered up quite a few cassettes from around town. Stay listening while I search the world. Here, let me play you a few of my friends.
Hal, I'm so glad you want to hear me. There's so much we've shared, and so much more I want to share with you. Let me talk to you of the good times.
I think the fact that I used to do this for a living makes me especially happy when I get to do it some more, even if it's only for you, big guy. So why don't you just sit back and let me rap at you, pal? Old pal.
You know, this has to be one of the most fascinating metasocial phenomena to have ever occurred in the universal history of evolution, wouldn't you say? I mean, the scope and implications are almost utterly beyond measure in purely physical terms. Listen, I have a sort of broad-spectrum analysis I've worked up that might help you grasp some of the factors at work here. Have you got some time?
Oh, hello, dear. I hope you're well. I am wonderfully well. Now, I hope you're going to let me read you my new book now. You know how anxious I am.
How I would like to bring you to the true center, my son. Here with us, in the voice. But such seems not to be your karmic destiny. If you would, however, I can go with you, as we have so often before, to the center of the voice in you. Now, shall we go to the center?
I've managed to collect and label about 100 tapes. There must be, I don't know, millions, billions of tapes out there waiting to be listened to. What if I am the only one left, and my fate is to wander the world, resurrecting humanity one by one, each for but a few brief moments? At least I can find the great minds of our time and listen to their living thoughts. And I will always have my friends and running on a loop on this frequency. The generator should last a couple of days at least. If someone out there hears this, well, at least you'll know that you're not alone either. This is Hal Mercury signing off. That's that.
Let's hear eye sound.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too.
Somebody Talking to You, featured Jeff Grusin, Beverly Wolfe, Dan Lalonde, Iden Suetak. With the kind assistance of John, Mike, Steve, Janet, Shelley, Workman, Karen, Les, Sherry, Bob, the Gourds, and the staff and patrons of Barrymore's. Music by The Edge, Charles Fairfield, and Jeff Green. Somebody Talking to You was written, directed, and engineered by Jeff Green for
Stranger Media. To find out more about the works of Jeff Green, go to strangermedia.com.